This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives are voting during a rare holiday week session on Monday. Democratic representatives are looking to meet President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 virus relief checks. The president signed a more than $2 trillion federal spending package and COVID-19 relief deal on Sunday, but not before pushing for most Americans to receive more than the $600 payments that are currently designated. While Democrats who control the House favor the larger stipends, the president's push is forcing his Republican allies who oppose the additional spending into a tough spot. Brazil's Fiocruz Biomedical Institute will seek approval for the Oxford University AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to one of the center's senior officials on Monday. The Rio de Janeiro-based institute is licensed to receive supplies from AstraZeneca and eventually produce the vaccine locally. Brazil's federal government, which has ordered the AstraZeneca vaccine, expects to receive 100 million doses in the first half of 2021. The man suspected of exploding a bomb in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee on Christmas Day, allegedly made an eerie comment to a neighbor days before. Rick Laude said he had a chance conversation with the suspect, Anthony Warner, at his mailbox on December 21st. Laude said he casually asked Warner if he was expecting anything for Christmas, to which Warner responded, "Nashville and the world is never going to forget me." Laude said he was speechless when he later learned authorities identified Warner as the suspected bomber. The bombing injured three people and damaged dozens of buildings in downtown Nashville. This is VOA News.